Gayle King of CBS News is having a moment. The network is dealing with scandals and ratings challenges, but King has a big new contract and a new team. The reimagined show CBS This Morning debuts this morning with Gayle King at center stage. NPR's David Folkenflik has the story.
Gayle King is an overnight hit decades in the making. A recent interview with the singer R. Kelly went viral. He's facing multiple criminal charges of sexual abuse.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my rap.
Robert.
I interviewed Gayle King Friday on NPR's On Point.
I did not want him to leave in the middle of the interview. So I thought if I just sat there and if I said his name, and if I made eye contact with him, and I also made eye contact with the chair, it would send a subtle message to him that I'm not going anywhere.
King was once best known as Oprah Winfrey's best friend.
She is the mother I never had. She is the sister everybody would want.
Yet before CBS, King worked for many years as a local TV news anchor and then had a recurring gig on MSNBC's Morning Joe. CBS came calling in 2012 to rebuild its morning show.
My advice is always the same to everybody. Just go on and be yourself. The audience can tell if you're faking it. I don't like that fake happy talk banter that I see some people do. And if you don't have anything to say about something, you don't have to speak.
The show was initially built around Charlie Rose, who had interviewed chiefs of state and Hollywood stars. Yet former White House correspondent Nora O'Donnell soon joined Rose and King. Chemistry crackled on set and ratings rose. King says she says just what she thinks on the air, as she did challenging then-House Speaker Paul Ryan over a photo at the White House with President Trump's team.
Mr. Speaker, I have to say, I don't see anybody that looks like me in terms of color or gender. So when I look at that picture, I have to say, I don't feel very celebratory. I feel very excluded.
Well, I don't like the fact that you feel that way.
King offers viewers blunt talk, even about her own network, as she did when the Washington Post published multiple sexual harassment accusations against Rose.
I really am still reeling. I got an hour and 42 minutes of sleep last night. Both my son and my daughter called me. Oprah called me and said, are you okay? I am not okay.
King told her audience that Rose remained her friend and that she was sickened.
The women who have not spoken up because they're afraid, I'm hoping that now they will take the step to speak out too, that this becomes a moment of truth.
Earlier this month, Nora O'Donnell was named the anchor of the CBS Evening News, and Rose's replacement, John Dickerson, will become a 60 Minutes correspondent. King said gracious things about both colleagues, each of whom is headed to a plum position. Yet King added this.
You know, this is a business about ratings, and when the ratings don't work, they make changes. And so they're making changes that they hope will lead to better things.
And she's right. Ratings faltered after Rose's firing. They were poor for the evening news, too. The new president of CBS News, Susan Zirinsky, has promised to shake things up. And King is now first among equals in the morning.
Gayle has made CBS a destination for exclusive interviews. People trust her and want to speak with her about important, sensitive topics.
King's role has been cemented at CBS as an anchor and as one of the most prominent African-American women in the country. Her co-hosts will be Saturday morning show host Anthony Mason and correspondent Tony DuCoppel.
We believe that you can tell the news, you can inform, and dare I say, entertain and have fun without it being, you know, comedic. We like to call it news with a heart. I like that.
No longer in anyone's shadow, Gayle King isn't going anywhere. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.